Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
The liberal globalist order is at its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Picture this. Chicago's mayor, with a single-digit approval rating, is crying on live television, literally begging Donald Trump for mercy after his own police force refuses his orders. What you're about to see is the complete political meltdown of one of the most colossal political failures of our time, Brandon Johnson, a mayor so unpopular that even his own cops are rebelling against him. This isn't just another political story. This is the moment when sanctuary city virtue signaling meets reality, and the results are absolutely devastating. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patriot professor, here to help you make sense of the bandits as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. All right, let's start with the shocking truth that the legacy media is doing absolutely everything they possibly can to hide from you. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's approval rating has cratered to just 6%. You have to let that hit you. Nothing of what I'm about to reveal is going to make any sense unless you first get that. Brandon Johnson is officially the single most unpopular mayor in American history. That's not a typo. We've simply never seen anything quite like this. Less than 7% of Chicago residents approve of their mayor's job performance. Now, to put that in perspective, when Rahm Emanuel decided to quit Chicago politics, he had an approval rating of 40%, nearly six times higher than Johnson's current numbers. Even among his core constituency of black voters, Johnson can only manage a pathetic 38% approval. Among Hispanic voters that he's supposedly championing with his millions in taxpayer-funded migrant services, just 26% approval. So you've got to get this, because it explains that everything this guy is doing in Chicago is coming from a posture of pure desperation. He is pure political poison. And law enforcement are now officially rebelling against him. When ICE agents call for backup after being surrounded by violent protesters, Chicago's chief of patrol issued a stand-down order telling officers not to respond to federal agents in distress. Now, the National Fraternal Order of Police called this shocking and the most disgusting act they've ever witnessed. This is unprecedented. First responders don't ignore when other first responders are calling in distress. And after Brandon Johnson signed an executive order banning federal agents from parts of Chicago, Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling had to publicly correct his own mayor on live television, essentially telling Brandon Johnson he's living in a fantasy land.
We don't have to agree with it. It doesn't matter. You don't have to agree with it. We do not interfere with their orders. And when they go out to carry out their orders, they will do that the way that they're trained to do it, and their understanding of what it is they have to do. Another one. CPD will not arrest and cannot arrest federal agents because someone deems what they're doing is illegal or unlawful. Their rules of engagement are different from CPD and other local law enforcement agents. We need to be clear about this. If we're not clear about this, we will see another event like we saw Saturday. We cannot move like this in this city. If we want to keep the peace in this city, we need to be smart about how we do things. And attacking law enforcement under any circumstances is not safe for anyone.
And Johnson knows this. Johnson knows there is absolutely no way within the realm of reality to enforce this idiot executive order he just signed. Check this out.
You said earlier that federal agents who violate your executive order would be committing a criminal offense.
I want to hear more. Civil.
Well, I want to hear more about that. Do you think that they should be charged with a crime? How would enforcement on that work for
they
the criminal component?
They should be charged with a crime because it is a crime.
By who?
By the entity that they're violating, the city of Chicago. It's a crime. Here's the thing. Anyone who commits a crime should be charged. I mean, isn't that the basic rule of what they ostensibly refer to as law and order? How do you expect people to respect your ability to carry out law and order if you don't follow it yourself?
So do you want the state's attorney to charge them?
I'm saying that they should be held accountable.
So he has no idea how state officials can arrest and charge federal law enforcement officials. And that's, of course, because they can't. It's impossible. They don't have jurisdiction over them. I mean, the guy is an absolute moron. Comparing his mentality to a junior higher would be an insult to junior high students. And it only gets worse. Check this out.
Well, the real Chicagoans that I talk to, that I communicate with, mostly black and brown, actually, tell me that you don't seem to know the difference between illegal aliens and real Chicago citizens. They feel that you are siding with the illegal aliens over them in their communities.
Okay.
Sadly,
William, let's get to the question.
Let's get to the question. The real question is simply this. I don't know how to make it any more direct. An illegal alien from Nicaragua grabbed a woman on the north side last week.
That's a question?
Bashed her head into the sidewalk, knocked her unconscious, and raped her. If that had been your wife, Stacey.
Okay, all right, we're not going to answer it. Thank you. Thanks, Wes.
All right.
Would you want ICE to deport her?
All right. Let's move on.
Yes or no?
Let's move on.
Answer the question as a man. Not as mayor, but as a man. Would you want
thanks.
ICE
Thank you.
To deport that rapist?
All right. Taman?
Okay.
Mayor.
That's the answer. That's the answer for real Chicago.
Mayor.
Yeah, this guy is beyond an embarrassment. Even his own press pool is turning against him. And if you could believe it, speaking of, even CNN is calling this guy out. Even the most distrusted name in fake news recognizes a fake mayor when they see one. Yo, I got to say, watching Brandon Johnson's complete meltdowns,
you know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
It got me thinking about how stress affects our bodies. I mean, the guy looks like he hasn't had a good night's sleep in months. And honestly, when you're under that kind of self-imposed pressure coming from your own idiot incompetence, your gut health is the first thing that's going to suffer. Now, when it comes to gut health, traditional kimchi is one of the most powerful superfoods on the planet. But let's be honest, it's not exactly easy to eat every single day. So that's why Brightcore created Kimchi One. Now you can get all the benefits of premium fermented kimchi in convenient capsule form. No mess, no taste, no hassle. I take it every single day, and gang, I absolutely love it. Each capsule delivers over 900 probiotic strains, live enzymes, and antioxidants that help restore the flora in your gut. People are seeing improvements in digestion, bloating, energy, metabolism, and most importantly, our immune systems. Studies show that kimchi even reduces the risk of obesity. It's amazing stuff. Kimchi One is all natural. It's non-GMO. It's 100% made right here in the USA. Completely dairy-free, gluten-free, soy-free. So just about anyone could take it. I personally love knowing that I'm supporting my gut health and my overall health in one simple step. And here's the best part. You can get 25% off your order by just clicking on the link below or going to mybrightcore.com/Turley. But for an even better deal, call my friends at Brightcore and they're going to give you up to 50% off plus free shipping. Their fellow patriots, they love chatting with Turley talkers. Give them a call at 888-597-0233. That's 888-597-0233. The first 100 callers to order will also get a free bottle of vitamin D3. Again, you only get the 50% off and free shipping when you give them a call. Once again, that number is 888-597-0233. That's 888-597-0233.
David Urban, wow. You were laughing watching the mayor there.
Well,
what's that reaction?
I was laughing at a couple of things. One, it's like, you know, there's a saying in the law, res ipsa loquitur, the thing speaks for itself. So you have protesters wrestling and tussling with ICE officials, prohibiting them from doing their job, exactly what the Trump administration is saying is occurring and why there needs to be federal presence, federal troops there to help protect those ICE agents. So you just watch that video and you can see exactly why you need it. And then Brandon Johnson, the mayor, saying that we have to uphold the rule of law, but yet we're going to allow illegal immigrants to run free in our ICE-free zone city. There is a law that says if you cross the border illegally, it's a crime. And so you can't in one hand say we're going to uphold the law, on another hand say, well, certain laws we're going to uphold. We think that that immigration stuff's kind of poo-poo, and we're not going to enforce it, but we will enforce this. So I think that it's a joke. It's laughable.
Yeah, it's a joke. And he's a joke. And it would be laughable if Johnson weren't so patently pathetic, and if so many people's lives weren't being adversely affected because of his ridiculous, lawless sanctuary city policies. President Trump isn't wasting a second on Johnson's blatantly unconstitutional absurdities. He's actually calling for his arrest. He just posted that both Governor Pritzker and Mayor Johnson should go to jail for willfully failing to protect federal agents. At the same time, Trump has sent in hundreds of Texas National Guard troops into Chicago. This after a federal judge refused to halt Trump's order. And the response of that guard has been swift and decisive. Over 1,000 arrests in just the last 48 hours, including 37 members of the Venezuelan Tren de Aragua gang who have been terrorizing Chicago's South Side. Federal agents used Black Hawk helicopters and tactical precision that looked more like military operations than routine immigration enforcement. Now, the irony is that while Johnson was crying about authoritarianism, actual Chicago residents were cheering from their porches. I mean, finally seeing their neighborhoods freed from the violent gangs that Johnson's policies had imported. There's some estimates that up to 10% of Chicago's population are violent gang members. So, I mean, needless to say, the federal government's no longer asking for Chicago's permission. They're taking action whether Johnson likes it or not. Now, in terms of the big picture here, this isn't just about Chicago. Johnson's collapse represents the complete failure of progressive sanctuary city policies all across the nation. When your approval rating drops to just 6%, when your own police refuse your orders, when you're reduced to begging for help on pathetic cable news outlets like MSNBC, that's not leadership. That's political suicide. And the contrast could not possibly be starker. While Johnson melts down on live television, Trump is delivering results with precision operations that remove dangerous criminals and restore safety to terrorized communities. You know, ironically, Chicago was supposed to be like the progressive model for how sanctuary cities could resist federal immigration enforcement. Instead, it's become a cautionary tale about what happens when ideology trumps public safety. Johnson's political obituaries already being written, with approval ratings in the basement and his own police force in open rebellion. He's become a lame duck mayor with over 2 years left in his term. I mean, the question isn't whether he'll survive politically. It's really just how much more damage will he do to Chicago before his inevitable political demise? This is what happens when sanctuary city virtue signaling meets the reality of law and order. And as Trump's immigration enforcement expands to other sanctuary cities across America, more progressive mayors are about to learn the same harsh lesson that Brandon Johnson is learning right now. The age of lawless sanctuary cities is over. The age of accountability has begun. So what do you guys think? Let us know in the comments section below. And of course, make sure to give our good friends over at Brightcore a call and try out their kimchi one. I take it every single day. I absolutely love it. I know you will too. And they'll love to chat with you. Give them a call at 888-597-0233. That's 888-597-0233. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.